Another unbelievable late September day. It's dry, it's warm, and it'll go down as the driest and warmest September on record in these parts. No mention of rain through next week, and on that note, we go outdoors with Steve Kearney, stevekearneyoutdoors.com. Steve, this very unusual weather continues.
Good afternoon, Steve. Yes, I think I'm the only one on the planet that's complaining about 85 degrees, but it's going to move in the right direction this week. We need a big front coming in, which looks like it's coming, dropping about 20 degrees, 25 degrees, and that's exactly what we need. That's going to get the fishing ramped up. It's going to get the deer moving. It's going to move a few ducks around starting on Tuesday, and this is what we need. It's been too nice for too long, so I think this is going to make a big difference for people in the outdoors. And
Steve Kearney joining us. Steve, yeah, the wait for the fall bite, and as you've pointed out, recent years, it's been later and later and later. It's just those water temps have been hanging in there. Here we are at the end of September, and, you know, I look out at Old Man River, and there's people still out there water skiing and tubing. They're having a great time, the water temp. Now, granted, they're kids, so they can tolerate a little bit cooler temp, but still very unusual for late September.
Well, you know, the recreational people certainly like it, but, you know, fisher people, we just kind of wait for that water temperature to get down in the 60s, and that kind of ignites things and gets them moving, and they're feeding more actively during the day, but it is not going to happen, you know, when you got water temperatures in the middle 70s and air temperatures upper 80s. But I just tell people, hang on, just be patient. It's going to come. And every year, you know, September teases you like this, like you're waiting for those fronts to come in and getting some ducks to move out of the, you know, out of the north. And we look forward to that to happen, but it can be painstakingly slow at this time of the year. But I think we're done with the 80s. It's going to be 60s and 50s now, I think, for quite some time. And everything will be rocking and rolling in a couple of weeks. Crops will be coming down. The deer are going to be much more active. You know, there'll be some minor flights of ducks moving down from the calendar. They usually come down the 5th to the 10th of October, canvasbacks, redheads. So there'll be kind of a smattering of that. And then, of course, fishing will pick up. So the best is yet to come. Just be patient. Give it 10 days, 2 weeks, and things will be radically different.
Early in the bow season, you got a deer. What did you see this week out in the stand?
You know, it's still so hot, Steve. I've been out there for, my sits are not much longer than an hour and a half, and I was fortunate to tag a deer about 10 days ago, which is great, but I haven't been going out because it's been so warm at night that I don't want to leave that deer in the back of my pickup when it's 70 degrees at night. So I'm waiting till Tuesday when things cool off, and I'll be back in the stands and hitting it hard. And, you know, crops are kind of coming down. They're just starting to get the beans, and they'll be working on the corn, and that will improve things as well. So, again, it's going to get better, and especially when we get 40s at night, 60s during the day, that's exactly what we need. So I'm looking forward to that.
I know it's still a little early, but it's coming up quickly. What have you heard about pheasants so far and pheasant numbers? Because I know that's a favorite hunt for many.
Yeah, I've heard that, you know, the very southwest tip of Minnesota is probably the best area so far this year. But you know, I've heard a lot of mixed reports, and up through the western, northwestern area where I am, I'm not seeing any broods on the roads in the morning, which is not a very good sign. You know, we had a very mild winter, which was great, but then we had really heavy rains in the nesting season, and that was really tough on the birds. So, again, we really don't know for sure. When the crops start coming down, then those birds will start showing up. But I think right now nobody really knows for sure. I do know the grouse numbers are up. A lot of my cronies are up in the northern part of Minnesota are having a banner year with grouse. So if you're thinking grouse versus pheasants, I would go for the grouse because they're doing very well. They're in their 10-year cycle. Their numbers are up, and that's been really encouraging. So that's something to think about because that's the number one game bird in the state of Minnesota.
So it will cool down. Looks like middle of next week. No bitter cold, but it's still very dry. And I'm sure you see it in the woods, and you see it with water levels. We definitely could use some rain, and I don't see any over the next week.
Yeah, I've looked at it too, Steve. I stay, you know, pretty on top of stuff like that, and a lot of our lakes are really getting down there. Our river systems are getting down there, and I don't see rain for more than 10 days. And, yeah, that's tough. But on the flip side, if you're a deer hunter, a bow hunter, you got to think about hitting those water sources, because when it's this hot and there's so little water choices, that's a really good spot to be setting a stand, because they will be hitting that water a couple times a day. And it's also affected the ducks, too. A lot of the potholes have dried up, and, you know, the birds are using a lot of bigger water right now because there are not any very small water opportunities. So, you know, things evolve, things change, and you just kind of have to adapt accordingly.
All right. Always good to visit with you, Steve. We'll do it again in 1 week.
All right. Sounds great, Steve. Take care.
There he is, Steve Kearney. StevekearneyOutdoors.com has been joining us for years here on the weekend. And by the way, we don't want you to forget that our outdoors coverage continues tomorrow afternoon between 5 and 6. It's Rob Dreisein from the Outdoor News. He has a great show every Sunday, sports schedules permitting, between 5 and 6. He's got great guests and a lot of great info every Sunday between 5 and 6. Rob Dreisein from the Outdoor News here on News Talk E3O WCCO.